91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to the Cooking with Coach. I'm of course Covell Cook, aka Vail. Here we have the one and only Coach K.
Good to be back.
It's another week, another game, another week of football. But last week you guys went against Fort Wayne Snyder. Just give me your thoughts about that game.
Not good. You've been with me now a couple years, so I try not to sugarcoat anything. We did a very poor job of preparing our kids as a coaching staff, and that starts with me. We had a 5-hour coaching staff meeting on Sunday to kind of go over the things that I think are wrong and how we got to go about fixing them. But I think it started at the top with me and nobody else, and I'll never run away from my responsibilities. The coach has got to do a better job of communicating the expectations to the kids of what we want to see and how we want to see the play. There'll be some adjustments made on the team this week, some personnel changes. Some kids we were hoping to fill some spots struggled a little bit and need some more time to mature into those roles, but we're going to have to make a few adjustments on that end to kind of right this. You know, we're playing a really tough Fort Wayne team again this week, and we've got some kids ding, which means some other kids are going to have to step in and play. But we've just got to do a better job as coaches. You know, it's easy to sit here and say, well, this kid didn't do that or this kid didn't do this, but blaming other people for lack of success is not something I've been used to doing. So it starts with me as the head coach. And like I've told people, I've been doing it a long time. I've been in a lot of programs, and I'm not getting the job done. So I had to sit back and reevaluate myself this weekend. It's been a long weekend for me, and see where I want to go with how I think things need to get fixed. We got a long season ahead of us. I'm not panicked. I'm not worried. We've got some really good, hardworking kids. I really love being around these kids. The Shanklins and the Maddoxes and the McDowells and the Jacksons of the world that I'm working with are truly a blessing to me to be able to work with them on a daily basis. So I got to find a way to get them motivated, get them to play for four quarters. Because if you look at the game, you know, the first quarter we absolutely dominated the game. You know, defensively we forced a punt, an interception, a fumble, a punt, and a punt. And then from that point on, we couldn't get out of our own way. And so There was a disconnect between what we expected and what we were getting, and I've got to figure that out. That's my job.
Well said. And as you said before, you know, finding the motivation, something me and my peers that have spoken amongst themselves, was this team is missing, kind of, not missing, but sort of doesn't have its profound leader yet, like we've seen with other football teams, where there's a clear leaders amongst them. And, of course, this team is a very young team, like we say all the time. This is a very young Warriors team. So when it comes to that leadership role, what are you looking for in a student or player or even coaches for that?
In the case of the student athlete, I'm looking for that young man who's willing, number one, and this is the toughest thing. In all my years of coaching, it's getting worse as the generations, and of course, I'm on my 40th year, so four generations of kids have come through.
Jeez.
Yeah. when you look at it that way, that holding each other accountable, and you're a young man, bright young man with a great future ahead of you, but when your friends are doing something they shouldn't, the chances are you probably don't tell them to stop. And we live in that world where if player A is not doing his job, player B knows he's not doing it, but player B won't say anything to player A because he's afraid player A is going to get mad at him. I grew up in the 70s where I can remember the linebacker cornering me after practice and saying, either fix it or we're going to fix you. And there was no, I knew what was coming. And so guess what I did? I fixed it. And that kid was my best friend. You know, Kent was my best friend. He's a great guy, great football coach in his own right. And but I knew he wasn't messing around. The guys weren't happy with how I was performing, and I needed to change what I was doing. And I did, but we live in a culture or society or just a change in thinking that we don't want to do that. And I struggle with that. And so we're looking for that kid who wants to help fix it, wants it done in a positive manner, not a negative. You know, they hear it from the coaches. They don't need to hear it from their teammates, but is willing to hold people accountable, you know. And then there's the other side of leadership, you know. And I was explaining this to the team last night. You know, we had a young man hurt his ankle on Friday, and, you know, I'm trying not to use too many names, and the locker room had cleared out. I'm miserable. I'm still there. It's getting late, you know, and I'm thinking about heading home, and I look out in the locker room, and there's a kid picking up every piece of trash in the locker room that the kids had left out, even though they were told not to leave any trash out. He's limping. He's hurting emotionally and physically, but he stayed there and cleaned that entire locker room before he went home. That's the other side of leadership that people don't see. And that young man is truly special because he sees what he should be doing as a leader. Now, if I could get that same positive from a vocal standpoint, you start to eliminate maybe some of the problems that are having. Our kids' attitudes are good. You know, we had an early film session with the DBs this morning at 6:45, and their attitude was good, and they're upbeat. But we got to find some things. And like I told you at the top of this, it starts with me, and I got to figure out where I'm missing some steps here.
Well said, well said. A leadership role is very important when it comes to teams like football, especially where it's a very team oriented sport, where if the whole team's not clicking, you know, it's not a one man can carry it all the way, where you have to all come together and work as a team and, you know, follow a leader. But on the other side of that, of course, like you said and spoke on earlier, game plan, like we seen it even last Friday, things were going out well, game plan changed. So coaching game plan, how was that, you know, working around errors, fixing things, or even, you know, making sure the same play or even like situation can go right and right and right again?
Yeah, we made some really key adjustments, especially on defense in the second half. And we came out the second half, and defensively we were doing some good things. But what happened to us in the first half caused our players to think they couldn't do it that way. So they started freelancing and doing their own thing, which caused another set of problems. So, again, that goes back to coaching and convincing your players that if you're the DN and we're telling you to close, even if you think this isn't the best way to do it, you have to close because we told the safety to fill in behind you. So if you don't close, you and the safety are both up the field, which leaves the B gap open, which means touchdown. So you got to trust that you're doing your job and somebody else is doing it, because you alluded to the team game part of it. You know, if I'm telling a defensive end to do one thing and a linebacker to do the other thing, and one of them changes their mind, it messes up the play for the other person. And so it truly is, you got 11 on every play in football. It's really unique. You got 11 moving parts. You know, in track, you may have one kid in 100 meters. You got one kid focusing. I got to focus on 11 moving parts all the time. And that's tough to get them all to understand their fit, their role, and how they're going to approach it day in and day out.
Definitely. And now, final question. Of course, you're going to Fort Wayne, a little ways away. Some students, the student section won't be packed as it is at home or even in the state, like, say, North Central or Lawrence Central, LN, whatever. So keeping your players engaged, you know, motivated. Sometimes it's a little rougher on the road. Of course, this isn't y'all first long road trip. Y'all went to, I believe, Louisiana or St. Louis last year. So definitely been worse road trips.
Right.
So keeping your players locked in, of course, I don't want to say it's not going to be no families there, but it's not going to be as many supporters. So keeping them, you know, motivated on the road, how hard or how do you do that?
Well, you know, obviously you got a 2-hour bus ride. It's going to be unbelievably hot. We know that the heat's up. But the motivation should be internal. It shouldn't have to come from a rah-rah speech from a coach. I believe that when I was a kid, and I believe that to this day. A true athlete has internal motivation because he wants to be at his best every time he takes the field. For some kids, that's easier than others. But I also have learned over the years some of your greatest gains in coaching are made from week one to week two. Week one, you find out maybe who can or can't play. You find out who can handle what. And then in week two, you make your adjustments and you see how far you've come. The beauty of Indiana football, and I don't always agree with everything the IHSA does, and we'll never agree with everything they do, but that's okay. But the beauty of Indiana football is we're in the tournament. I like our chances when we get there in 8 weeks, because these young guys, and again, we start 16 underclassmen, will be a whole lot older come game number 10 when we're in the tournament. You know, your Damian Shankland is going to have a full year under his belt, and Burris a full year, and Barlow a full year. Everything changes, you know, as you grow up, as you know. And it'll be interesting to see how that growth takes place.
Definitely, definitely. Of course, that's all from me and Coach K. Good luck for Wayne Carr, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'll be getting the game mixed up, but that's all from me, of course. Thank you for listening, and good luck.
Thank you.